You just we go out there and do our job. We have guys in our room that has taken a lot of reps with MD. You got Jerron, you got Sean. So we have guys. We all have to just step up and be prepared. And with our room and with the preparation of DP, he's got us ready for this moment.
For you, what has Charles meant to you and to your development and kind of the way he's, what he means to this defense overall as a leader?
He really means a lot. Like, he's one of those guys you look up to. From what I seen when I first got here, he's a real pro. You know, he carries himself very well on and off the field. And just see the little things he do around here, just as far as working out, studying, getting prepared for opponents, and just seeing his play on the field speaks for itself. So you really look up to him. And that's a big leader towards our team, not just our defense. And you know he's going to work hard. And you just wish him a speedy recovery. You know, we're all going to have him our prayers and just try to go out there and play hard for him, you know, represent him and just try to get the job done.
Does he mean almost as much off the field as on the field? Like you say, in preparation and teaching kind of how to be a pro?
Yeah, exactly. Just off the field stuff, just teaching you how to carry yourself around the facility and just watching him from a distance. You see how he carries himself as a pro, you know, always on time, always early. And he's very accountable and he handles his business out on the field as well. If we're in the meeting room or the locker room or the weight room, he's taking care of business.
How do you expect your role to change?
It's not going to change. You just got to go out there and be accountable to one another. Everyone in our safety room is prepared and ready. Everyone has had their share of snaps through training camp, preseason, this season so far. So everyone's prepared. And in this game, you just got to be ready whenever your number's called.
Morgan, how often do you catch yourself turning to him in a game, maybe just for reassurance to bounce something off him? And now with him not there, do you expect the other guys to do that with you?
Yeah, look, whoever you're out there with, you have to communicate and work together, because the safety position you're working against, not you're out there by yourself. You got 10 other guys working with you, so you all have to communicate. But Wood was that, you know, he's that guy that just might see something, one little motion, might, hey, his head's up for this route or head's up for this play. But I know he's still going to be there for us, helping us out in the film room and even on the sideline. He's going to be there helping us out. It's just at a different situation.